1240WNBS.com presents The Neil Bradley Show.
Hello, welcome to the program. We had hoped to have Josh Planos on the show today, but unfortunately, Josh not able to join us today. We hope to have him next week. Something came up, and he is unable to be with us, but that doesn't mean we will neglect you from getting you caught up with everything going on. And anytime we have Crosstown Classic anything, it's always a fun night. Last night, no exception. It was more fun for Murray High last night on the softball field, though, as they defeated Callaway County 6-1. Madison McClure hit a home run. Murray High also took advantage of five early errors, and they win the game 6-1. That game played at Murray. Bailey Blaine goes the distance, notch the win. Now, Lakin Kelso didn't pitch badly, but the errors kind of did her in. She fanned nine and took the loss for the Lakers. 18-11, Murray scheduled to visit St. Mary tonight. 10-15, Callaway County scheduled to be at Hickman County. We emphasize that because of a 60% chance of rain this evening. The other softball saw Carlisle County drub Mayfield 13-2. Fulton City, a 14-6 winner over Fulton County. Hickman County defeated Ballard Memorial 7-1. McCracken County, you would figure one of the big schools, the best big school in the region. McCracken County against one of the best small schools in the region. This would be a good game. It wasn't. McCracken County pounding Lyon County 15-0. Remember, Lyon County went to the, I believe, the semifinals of the state All-A Classic, but it was all McCracken County last night. Graves County 5-3 win over Tillman. Caldwell County beat Crittenden County 8-7. In baseball, B.J. Elder and Tanner Foster each had two runs batted in. Foster jacked a homer. Will Shelton had three hits. Murray High downs Mayfield 8-3. In other games, Hopkinsville beat Callaway County 16-14. That's a couple of games. Remember last, I believe it was Thursday, Lakers losing 13-12 to Hickman County. So the bat's definitely going, but the pitching last night, just not what it needed to be, as the Lakers lose 16-14. Fulton City beating Fulton County 25-5. McCracken County an 11-0 win over Graves County. Tillman 5, Marshall 4, Hickman County 8, Carlisle County 6, Livingston Central a 4-1 win over Crittenden County, and Caldwell County beat Trigg County 5-0, Union County an 8-4 winner over Lyon County. First region tennis tournament, they've had the team play. Now it's the individual and championships, singles and doubles. And yesterday, first round action at the Lone Oak Tennis Center on girls doubles. The team of Taylor and Jones of Murray High, the only winner from among our doubles teams. The doubles team of Parker and Rogers of Murray, Wagner and Halava, and Swain and Wagner, each of Callaway, coming out on the short end in their opening round doubles action. Girls singles, a couple of winners. We had Claire Crosser of Callaway County and Emily Kinsey of Murray High notching victories. Abby Eichelman of Callaway County and Lee Taylor of Murray losing in first round action. In boys singles, Logan Eastwood of Callaway County, Dylan Vance and Gustavo Leon of Murray all advancing with victories. Tanner Hicks of Callaway County losing in the first round. Boys doubles, the team of Butler and Emerson of Callaway County defeated the team of Juan and D'Elia of Murray High. And that was the only win on the boys doubles. Kang and Marquardt of Callaway and Morgan and Tish of Murray High lost. Bradley Nanny, the new girls basketball coach at Mayfield High School, replacing Misty Lawson, who was not retained after seven seasons at the helm. Nanny, this makes me feel old. I remember Nanny playing at Fulton City High School back in the early 90s. Big kid. I think he went on, he got a scholarship at Richmond. So he was an assistant under Lawson at Mayfield, so he's going to now be the head coach. He formerly served as a head coach at Hickman County, so he does have head coaching experience. Awards for the 2015 school year for Murray State Athletics handed out last night by the MSU Student Athlete Advisory Council at the Currie Center, with a baseball, softball, and track and field still to finish their seasons. The Racers 300-plus student-athletes have produced three OVC team championships, rifle, soccer, volleyball, and 29 all-OVC selections, including 10 OVC MVP or individual championship winners. Team Academic Award, that goes to the Racer women's tennis team as a whole. Racer student-athletes performed with distinction in the classroom. This according to a release from GoRacers.com. Their overall GPA, student-athlete GPA, 3.12, six teams, 3.30 or higher. In the 2015 fall semester, Murray State teams earned a 3.09 average, and eight teams had a 3.30 or higher GPA. Congratulations. The Team Community Service Award, Murray State football. The football team edging out Racer Women's Golf. All Murray State teams, however, need to be commended. Murray State teams participated in Read Across America, All Sport Special Olympics Day at Stewart Stadium, War Zone, Project Linus, High Attendance Day, and Unity Day at Murray High, and Murray Callaway Needline Canned Food Drive. Murray State Athletics collecting 5,124 items, 3,442 of those collected by women's golf. Man, but you meet many of these. Now, I don't have affiliations with all the sports. I deal with primarily football and basketball, but we do chat occasionally with some of the other head coaches, and we do keep up with their progress both on and off the field. And you can definitely tell that they have a sense of wanting to accomplish on the field, no doubt, or on the court, but also in the classroom, and they enjoy being a part of the community. And most of them will not be parts of the Murray community once they leave, but a few will be. It always happens. It's like, well, I came here, I liked it, I got into a relationship here and decided to stay, got a job here, whatever it happens to be. And it's good to see them, so many of them, step up and do really great work in the community besides what they're able to do as an athlete on the field or on the floor in their particular area of interest, but also with their grades. That's tough to do. It's tough to get great grades without any sort of pressures of a job or athletics or anything like that. But to have those extra things piled on you, that's a little tougher. All right, some UK news. Kentucky's Kelsey Nunley today was named the SEC Pitcher of the Year, and Kentucky's Rachel Lawson honored as the SEC Softball Coach of the Year. The league awards announced today. The Cats' Abby Cheek was named to the all-freshman team as a utility player. First baseman Maddie Steed, shortstop Christian Stokes made the all-defensive team. Nunley with just an incredible year, 20 wins, 5 losses, a 1.26 earned run average. And under Lawson, the Wildcats finishing the regular season 43-11 overall, 17-7 in the SEC. That was good enough for second place and a school record for single-season conference wins with those 17. Also, officials at Rupp Arena replacing the old sound system known as Big Bertha. The speaker system that weighs 12,000 pounds was removed yesterday. It was installed in 1976. I was up there in March for the boys' Sweet 16 and still saw that. You got one last look at it. Rupp Arena will be closed for renovation June 10th to October 10th. So when you see the next UK game in Rupp Arena, it will have a little different look and a much different sound. If you love hockey and you're a Predators fan, you've had two of the most incredible games recently you could imagine. Victor Arvidsson lit the lamp 2-0-3 in overtime. The Predators a 4-3 win against the Sharks, and that sends that Western Conference semifinal series to Game 7. Each team's won all three of their games at home, so to win it, Nashville must win one road game. San Jose never trailed in regulation. They blew leads of 2-0 and 3-2. The decider will be Thursday in San Jose. St. Louis Blues had a chance to put their series away against the Stars. They lose 3-2 to force a Game 7 West semifinal series as well. Cardinals off last night. They will visit their old buddy Albert Pujols tonight when they open a 3-game series against the Angels. Mike Leake will try for his first Cardinal win. I really felt good about him in the spring. I really don't feel very good about him right now. He's 0-3, a 6.03 earned run average. He Lance Lynn's us a little bit. He'll have a few sparkling innings, and then boom, bad, quick. Hector Santiago gets the ball for L.A. First pitch 9.05 on the air with it at 8:10. Update on Cardinals pitcher Carlos Martinez. He plans on making his next start Saturday against the Dodgers. Came out last time with fatigue from a respiratory issue. Martinez told the Post-Dispatch he feels better, says he'll be ready to go. He's having a pretty good year, 4-2 with a .261 earned run average. Down on the farm are Turo Reyes. Tossed six scoreless innings to help the Redbirds shut out the Sounds 5-0 on the road. The Redbirds are on the road again tonight. They begin a four-game series in Omaha. Again, Josh Plano's unable to be with us. We'd hope to talk NBA. He would have talked quite a bit, I'm sure, about the exploits of Steph Curry. Kind of a rocky start for Curry last night, but he was crazy in overtime. Ends up with 40 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. Missed the first three games of the series with a knee injury, but he was there last night. 132-125 overtime win. Golden State now a 3-1 series lead. Dwayne Wade gets 30 points. The Heat outlast the Raptors in overtime, 94-87. That series even at two games apiece. And tonight, Oklahoma City campaigns team will be watching closely. That series tied 2-2 as they go to San Antonio. And that is the only NBA game tonight. The only NHL game is the Capitals at the Penguins. The Penguins lead the best of 7 East semifinal 3-2. And they will try to clinch that with a victory tonight. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the Neil Bradley Show. We'll have another one tomorrow. Ed Marlow, the Bruca Sun, will be my guest Wednesday on 1340WNBS.com.